can't believe it's almost here. I mean, it's just around the corner. So much left to do, so much preparation work. 12 days. There's only 12 days left between now and December 15th. Great day coming up. Anybody know December 15th? What's going on December 15th? Star Wars, yes! Star Wars, The Last Jedi is coming out. Now, I'm very excited about this coming out. Love these movies for the past 3 years. It's been awesome that these have been coming out every December. 2 years ago, 2015, when it was coming out with The Force Awakens, oh boy, I was on cloud nine. I mean, we had our tickets like months in advance for the midnight showing that night of. We had, you know, planned our evening ahead of time. We were going to go to Texas Roadhouse, get to the movie theater right after that. We had all these plans. In fact, we were even, me and my brother and some of our friends, we were planning on dressing up for that. I was going to go as Obi-Wan Kenobi from the first three movies. The beard, I think, kind of did that for me. It was awesome preparing for that. Now, what was really exciting is it had been, you know, 30 years since Mark Hamill and all the great actors from the original Star Wars were going to come back. Harrison Ford coming back as Han Solo. All these great characters. We were psyched. We were excited. We were buying up everything we could. We were watching every YouTube video about the trailers, getting ready for that special day. And it was awesome. So, yeah, I'm a little excited about December 15th, just a little bit. And, you know, the movie was great 2 years ago. Like, it was fine. But the anticipation was where it was at. The preparation that went into that day was where the fun was at. The theories that we talked about, the conversations that we had, the joy in those moments. We are at the beginning of a season of expectation. The Advent season, by nature, is one of excitement. And thankfully, our society does kind of help us with this. Here we are going out, getting Christmas trees, getting our Advent wreaths out, getting all this stuff lined up. The Christmas songs are blaring. When I was growing up, we worked at a Christmas tree farm. There's one right next door to the house. And so the day after Thanksgiving, you know, you were out there helping people get their Christmas trees, and they had this sound system that was just blaring Christmas music 10 hours a day, every day. And so after you get done with your work shift, the last thing you wanted to do was hear another Christmas song, especially the Chipmunks. Those were the worst. You just dreaded that album of the Chipmunks singing over and over again. But we do. We have a society that kind of builds on this, and it's excited about it. But is it excited about the right thing? Christmas Day is great. Don't get me wrong. Santa Claus comes. We get our gifts. We meet up with family, have great meals. It's awesome. Is that what it's about? You know, it amazes me. On the drive from home to Terre Haute, there's a sign that exists on the side of the road. And it's a sign that was made to be one to strike fear into your heart, actually. It's a big yellow sign, and on it has red lettering that says, "Jesus is coming soon." And you know, whoever wrote that sign, their intention was very clear. They want you to think about that and prepare yourself. Repent and believe in the gospel. Make your salvation through fear and trembling. But you know, it struck me the other day, I was driving by and I saw that sign and I was like, yeah, Jesus is coming soon. Like, how awesome is that? How amazing is it that this man that for thousands of years ancient Israel was waiting for is finally coming, and he's coming soon? How awesome is it that we live in a church that has this belief that in just a few days, he's born to us? That in a short while, he comes to dwell in our homes. In the Advent season, we are not preparing for Christmas Day. We're not preparing for a single day in the calendar year. Instead, we're preparing for the coming of Christ. And so to do so, we must open our hearts and our minds to the gospel message. We hear today that Christ teaches us, be watchful, be alert. You do not know when the Lord will come. And we take that and immediately think of some fearful thing, like it's a bad thing. But this is a time of joy. The expectation and anticipation should be alive in our hearts. It should be real for us. We should take the seeds of faith that we have in our pews and joyfully fill them out with things that fill us with joy. Yesterday, I had the opportunity to go to the Purdue Christmas concert. And it amazed me that this public school sang these ancient hymns and carols about who Christ is for us. And I was teary-eyed. I'm not ashamed to admit it. I had tears in my eyes because I realized that this is a time of joy and expectation. And so let us own this. Let us claim this as what it is and not let it just pass us by with random Christmas songs and Christmas trees we put up. Did you know that there is a blessing for Christmas trees? Get online, find out about it. Bless that tree. Make this a holy holiday. Make this a time of preparation for Christ. And if you do, I can guarantee Christmas Day and Star Wars will be awesome. Amen.